بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Press release. The caravans of migration and death are a stain on the forehead of the ruling regimes. Translated. The scenes of the migration of more than 50,000 of the Muslims of Morocco towards the city of Ceuta, which is occupied by Spain in the hope of crossing into Spain, were more than painful scenes showing the extent of the humiliation and defeat in which the migrants' condition, sleeping on the ground and covered by the sky, they could not find anything to satisfy their hunger. Then the death of more than 68 people and the return of more than 40,000 after days of suffering, humiliation, and setback. The scene brought back memories of those familiar scenes of the caravans of death and migration towards Europe, of Muslims seeking a decent life after their rulers had turned their lives into hell, with wars, killings, poverty, and famine. These scenes have not stopped for one day for many years. Waves upon waves from Tunisia, Morocco, Libya, Algeria, Sudan, Somalia, Syria, Palestine, Lebanon, Iraq, and elsewhere. How many children's bodies floated to the surface of the water, washed ashore, or were swallowed by fish? How many young men left and never returned? How many women's tears have dried after endless weeping from oppression, destitution, and hardships of street life? Scenes that bring tears to the heart, not just the eyes. What is the crime of all these people except that they live in a country ruled by those who have no regard or value for them and who do not fear Allah in their treatment of their people? They leave the youth without work, income, or dignity, and they persecute the rest of them, depriving them of their livelihoods and sustenance until they have turned people's lives into misery and hardship. While young people are considered a human resource that many countries in the world, especially old Europe, lack and strive to acquire through continuous plans and programs. However, our rulers have turned this wealth and blessing into a curse and torment. They have drowned the countries into unemployment, poverty and oppression until migration has become a haunting obsession for most of the Ummah's youth. During the Khilafah, the Caliphate, the lands of the Muslims were the destination of the world, a place of pilgrimage for those seeking knowledge, sustenance, and dignity, because they were governed by the just and true law of their Lord. Then when the Kafir colonizer destroyed it, and rulers who suspended Allah's law took over the affairs of the Ummah, the situation changed, and poverty, suffering, and humiliation befell us in fulfillment of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى.
But whoever turns away from my reminder will certainly have a miserable life, that we will raise them up blind on the Day of Judgment. Surah Taha, verse 124. Therefore, the Muslim Ummah is in dire need of establishing the Khilafah on the method of the Prophethood, to implement the great deen and Islam as the rightly guided caliphs did in all aspects of life, today, not tomorrow. Events, history and experience have proven what Islam has established. The Khilafah was and remains the only path to a dignified life for the Muslim Ummah. The Khilafah will transform its youth into a treasure envied by the entire world, and with it, our lands will once again become the world's destination and Allah's paradise on earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَى آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ.
Had the people of those societies been faithful and mindful of Allah, we would have overwhelmed them with blessings from earth, from heaven and earth. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 96. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.